Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, so welcome to the first episode of the Rants and Gems Show. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. So I got my lovely co-host with me today, Kiana Watson.
Hello, hello, everybody.
What's popping, Kiana?
Not much, you know, just out here living my best life. You know, my name is Kiana Watson. I am a realtor broker owner here in the Metro Atlanta area. I got to be like Matt, you know what I mean? I gotta do it like he just did.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Let him know.
License number 517576, baby.
Oh, here we go. I love it. I never heard you say that before.
I need to let the people know. You
oh,
know
look,
what I mean?
License
is in charge.
Look, guys. So let me explain something to you. First of all, parental discretion is advised for the Rants and Gems Show. First and foremost, because I have a potty mouth and I'm going to do my best not to use so much profanity, but you might get it. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But you're going to get the real talk, man. We're going to talk everything from real estate, investing, news, strategy, education. We like to call that the rents over here at EYLU. Shout out to my guy, Arthur King, who came up with that lovely, what do you call that, an acronym or something
it's
like
an
that?
Acronym.
An
yeah.
acronym. Yeah. So shout out to the rents, man. Shout out to Arthur for that, man. So look, we're going to be drinking wine during these episodes too. Full disclosure, me and Kiana like to drink wine.
We do.
We love red wine. Right, so it wouldn't be a good show if we ain't have no wine.
I agree.
So what's better to talk about? Real estate, wine, and everything else under the blue sun, all right? So look, let's get this thing started. First of all, Kiana, why the hell did we decide to do a podcast together?
All right, so listen.
Let's talk to the people
about it. Let's talk about why we decided to do this podcast. Me and Matt, we on the phone all the time talking about the market, talking about what's going on. I mean, we steady on the phone for hours. And even to the point where our spouses was like, all right, let us meet each other. Because they always on the phone.
Absolutely.
I'm like, so I'm thinking about our conversations. And I'm like, the world needs to hear this because it's organic. Mm-hmm. It's real. And we're doing it for the culture.
Absolutely.
We have the conversations, the tough conversations.
Absolutely.
That people are afraid to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, why not do this together? We have the chemistry.
Absolutely.
We have the conversations already. We're literally just having our phone conversations in front of y'all.
That's 100% facts, right? Because our dynamic is so organic.
Yeah.
And it's been like this for years, guys. And, you know, I decided I wanted to do this show. And at first, I'm like, I don't need a co-host. But then I'm like, you know, a co-host wouldn't be bad. And then I said, who better to have my co-host but the queen of the fucking South?
Listen.
Kiana Watson, why not?
Ooh, Kiana Watson in the building, you
yeah,
know?
Why not?
Why not?
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're here today, man. Like, we both licensed professionals, so we're not internet people.
Nah.
We're not folks out here who just do content and then you taking these fabulous pictures all the time. You got to shout out your paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. Let me shout out my paparazzi.
Yeah.
You know, Caleb Madonna, Madonna Studios. You know, she keep us lit. You know, I'm always doing something. One thing I always tell people, the pictures are in place
mm-hmm.
to get their attention. But the knowledge is what gains the client. Keep
Absolutely.
That in mind.
Absolutely, but it's marketing, branding, all
it's
that
all of it.
Stuff.
You got to do it all.
And we're going to talk about all that stuff in future episodes. We're going to talk about everything on the show, man. So I'm really excited about this. This is going to be phenomenal. So you guys just buckle up. And I want to give a big, 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 big shout out to the whole EYL network.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Rashad, Troy, Mike Bam, Janet, everybody, man. Everybody, Jamal. The whole EYL team, man. Thank you, man. So the Rants and Gems is exclusively on the EYL network. So catch us out on their YouTube channel and all audio platforms, right? So this is going to be phenomenal, man. And the goal with the Rants and Gems show is to be the number one real estate podcast in the world, all right?
Y'all heard him.
We're not stuttering
about
this
shit. We're not stuttering. We said
right?
what we said.
We
want to be
said
the
what
number
we said.
One.
Number one real estate podcast in the world, and we coming for that number one spot too eventually. So EYL, man, I mean, buckle
up. We love
up.
Y'all.
We love y'all.
For real. In real life.
In real life. But,
so supportive, but we got things to do.
But we got things to do, and we got something to say, and we coming for the crown. No cap.
No cap at all. You know.
So look, let's get into today's episode, right? Everybody's Googling, everybody's researching, everybody's in your DMs, my DMs. When is the market going to crash? What the hell is going on?
You know, that's the number one Google search this week.
Is
when is the market going to crash? Y'all crazy. Want the market to crash so bad.
First of all, I don't know why the hell y'all want the market to crash, right? Because look, and I'm going to just keep it real. A lot of y'all are crazy, right?
Yeah.
First and foremost, because when y'all waiting for a foreclosure crisis just so you can get into the game, you're real selfish, first and foremost, to me, because these are real life. These are people.
Right.
First things first, right? These are people who are going to lose their homes. And you guys are preying on this like y'all a bunch of savages and wolves.
They praying. I mean, I see people on they knees praying to God, oh, I just can't wait for a foreclosure crisis. And I'm like, do you realize, like, let's talk about what really happened.
Absolutely.
I had my license since 2007, so I am not, like, brand new. I didn't get my license yesterday to sell real estate. And when you think about it, everybody thinks about all the investors that, you know, picked up on all the properties that were cheap. But let's talk about the families.
Yes.
There were so many families that suffered and are just now rebuilding from that time because it was a lot of predatory lending.
Absolutely.
So much going on. They had no idea they were being preyed upon.
No.
They didn't know
no
they were
clue.
Getting ORM mortgages. And if you don't know what an ORM is, it's an adjustable rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, they give you 2.6%, and two days later, it's 8%.
The whole two days,
just in case you didn't know what it was. You know, but they, you know, we have to stop. That time was a very dark time.
Yeah. I mean,
let's think about it. It was a lot of people that didn't have jobs.
Absolutely.
Jobs were getting paid bare minimum. You know, you're praying for a market crash, not realizing it's going to mess up the entire economy if that were to happen.
Absolutely. And look, I've been doing this for almost 20 years
right. In
the mortgage business. I originated during what I like to call the wild cowboy days,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you're right. People didn't know what the hell they was getting themselves into. A lot of people did, but they just didn't care because the access to capital was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a pulse, you can get a mortgage, right? And you can buy a house with no money out of pocket. So people were just buying homes just because of the availability of capital that was in the marketplace. But a lot of people lost, including myself. But, you know, a lot of real families that, you know, needed help. You know what I'm saying? And there was no modification programs like there is now. There wasn't anything out there where people would get that help. So when you guys are praying for foreclosure waves, you got to think about this could be your next door neighbor. This could be your cousin. This could be your auntie. You know, this could be a family member that you guys are praying on and their downfall too. And I just think it's selfish.
Yeah.
First of all, to really say, oh, I'm waiting for a foreclosure crisis and I'm waiting for these to hit the market.
Right.
And yeah, there's going to be casualties of war
in anything, there is a casualty of war.
But the way people are praying and waiting for this and hoping and praying that this is going to happen, to me, I just think is stupid. You know what I mean?
But you know what I'll say? And I understand. I don't quite understand, but I can understand a little bit. You know, I got to be devil's advocate.
Absolutely.
Back then, we didn't have EYL.
Nope.
We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have so many people educating us on the value of ownership and how owning property and creating generational wealth and doing those things, right? So then many of us were not able to take advantage of the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to buy these homes, especially the Metro Atlanta area. You guys know I'm ATL Shorty. It's the peach.
Shout out to that.
Keep in mind, you could get a mini mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a real 5,000 square foot house for $175,000.
Yep.
So back then, we couldn't take advantage of that because we were uneducated and we weren't aware. Now, everybody's educated. Shout out to EYL and everyone
Shout
else.
Shout out to all
the financial advisors.
Yeah.
We got Jay-Z talking home ownership and ownership in his raps. You know, the culture has changed.
Absolutely.
So what's happening is, if we had the education we have now and the crisis we had then, it'd be a whole new ball game. So
I
understand why, but is it going to happen?
Is it going to happen?
Is it going to happen?
In my opinion, hell no.
No. Hell we can no. agree on that.
We're going to agree on that
okay,
one.
Okay, we're going to take a drink
we're
to that one.
We're going to take a drink to that one.
Because we don't never agree.
We're going to take a drink to that one. Is it going to happen? Hell no. Now, let's get into... All right, we got through the humanity part of it, right?
Because it's a humanity part.
Because you got to be human, right?
Yeah,
don't,
we human.
Don't be a sleazebag.
Yeah,
right?
Please.
But now let's talk about the real deal.
Yeah.
Is it really going to happen? Me personally, hell no. Right? What I try to tell people all the time is the Great Recession, right, happened because of ultimately greed. Mm-hmm. Greed on everyone's part, from Wall Street to the bankers to the loan officers, the appraisers, and yes, the consumer too. You were greedy as well, right? Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
They were greedy as well, right? And it happened and it crashed and the government was reluctant to bail people out at that point in time. They didn't bail out middle America. They bailed out the banks and, right. and Wall Street because they had no choice or the whole system would have collapsed, right? This time around, this is nobody's fault. This is a health crisis, right? You can walk outside, breathe, and basically you can die. You know what I mean?
True.
And COVID-19 is a very scary thing, and it's real. I mean, in Atlanta, I don't know what the hell y'all doing out here. Y'all don't think.
Let me put this in. I think
COVID
know.
Missed, you know,
COVID
Atlanta. I don't
Atlanta.
Know. I have no clue
I'm
how.
Playing. I'm playing.
But, like, y'all outside out here. But, you know, everybody thought because this was going to happen, the market will crash. People don't have jobs.
Right.
They're losing their jobs. Businesses closing. But the opposite happened. The market went crazy.
Yes.
It was insane.
Insane.
And I told everyone, and I said it on the Breakfast Club. Shout out to the Breakfast Club.
Shout out.
That the market is going to go crazy because once people start going outside, they are going to be buying homes. And what happened?
They came outside and
they've been buying homes. And the market going into 2020 prior to COVID-19, the market was already setting records. The market was already...
It was already going crazy.
It was already going crazy. Already. The momentum was already there. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 and the pandemic basically...
Wait a minute. Repeat that one more time. What'd you call it?
The pandemic, right? Because it was... Look, a lot of people lost their lives. My condolences to everyone. COVID-19 was the gift and the curse for a lot of people.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people who lost lives. I know people who died because of COVID.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
It was
right?
terrible.
And when I say the pandemic, I'm not trying to like take that lightly on anybody who lost or anything like that. But the real deal is people made millions during this time. So it was a pandemic. If you took the right steps to do what you had to do, you could have came up too. So housing, you know, the pandemic, basically put gasoline on an already burning fire.
I agree.
So it's insane right now. Inventory is low.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Super low.
Let's talk about inventory.
Let's talk about inventory. So let's keep in mind. Now, you know, you want to buy a home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of years ago, everybody that wanted to buy a home got a home. It was just as simple. I would say 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You called me, you approved, you ready to buy a home, I'm going to get you with a home. We ain't going through too much, might look at 4 or 5 houses. You might lose one offer. But the second offer, you in there, right?
Okay.
It's done. Now, everybody that wants to buy a home simply just can't buy a home.
Yeah.
And it's not because they're not ready or they're not qualified. We don't have enough inventory to support the number of people that are looking for houses.
Mm.
So I'm looking at the stats. So I'm looking at the stats. They say that the builders have to build 5 million homes.
Jeez.
To make up for the difference in the amount of homes that are needed to basically satisfy the demand of the consumers.
5 million homes. That's a whole damn state.
It's a state.
Yeah.
It's a state. And we don't even have that much land.
Yeah.
So, of course, the homes are getting smaller. The prices are going up. The land is getting shorter. And people are unable to compete in this market. Let me tell you what's going on. So when you have 6 months of inventory, you're in a pretty neutral market. You're in a market where the buyers and the sellers can win. You know, everybody like a discount. Everybody mm-hmm. love a little discount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get the seller to pay some closing costs. You can finesse a few things. When you get to 3 months of inventory, it's like, all right, it's a seller's market, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You can win an offer.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. Across the nation, we're on average at 1.2 months of inventory.
Jeez.
We have no houses.
1.2 months of inventory. So let's explain what that actually means for the people who don't really understand.
So basically that means every home on average has at least 7 offers.
Okay.
Multiple offer situations, people paying above asking price. It's simple supply and demand. There is not enough supply of homes to satisfy the demand. Mm. And so what's happening is it's driving the prices up. And in certain cities across the nation, you have cities that have grown through COVID. So across the nation, just United States, we grew 16% in the sales price. Let's be mindful, between the year 2007 up until 2020, we grew 33%. Mm. So we grew 33% in that huge span. In 2 years' time, we're up 16%. It's going to get worse. You know what I mean? So what's happening is, demand for price homes has gone up. People want to own. And people are getting paid more.
Yeah.
Now, although, and this is the part I like to talk about, you have Silicon Valley, you have tech, you have all these major corporations. They're now migrating to different places. You know, most of my people come from New York.
Yeah.
They can't wait to come to Atlanta.
Us New Yorkers love Wakanda.
Listen, they love
Atlanta. We love it here.
But you know why, though? They love the climate. They love the air. They love all that. But they're getting paid these huge salaries, and they can work remotely in Atlanta. So they're getting the salary of being in New York with the and living in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know how crazy that is?
Man, listen, let me tell you something, man. Mike from EYL just bought a beautiful home here in Atlanta.
He sure did.
I mean, that house is gorgeous. But that house is $3-4 million in New York.
Of course.
You know,
easy.
You know, and people who are making money, like you said, they don't want to spend $3-4 million. You don't want to have a $30,000-$40,000 mortgage.
No.
So you come to the South.
Yeah.
And New York has been closed, basically. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta's been wide the hell open. I think y'all closed for 2 weeks out here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm going to be honest. Atlanta being open. We've been outside.
Y'all been outside since April 2020.
But let's also talk about why. I think people forget why.
Because y'all nuts out here. Y'all don't give a damn.
It's not because we're nuts.
Y'all crazy out here.
People fail to realize how much real estate drives the economy. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the stats, you start looking up the numbers. Every time a house sells, it's $80,000 towards the economy. So at the time, we were a red state at the time. Our governor never shut us down. Mm-hmm. Real estate was deemed essential 24 hours after the announcement of COVID. I remember it like it was yesterday. Wow. I'm like, oh, okay. It was deemed essential. Get you some gloves.
Put on a mask.
Get you some sanitizer and you sell these houses. So the reason that we spiked in growth, our governor never shut us down. Wow. Now, there are places like New York, Michigan, all these places. I remember in Michigan, an agent, they started to sue because they couldn't sell houses. It was a month later. They still couldn't sell houses.
Yeah.
But we were able to move forward. So we've had the most growth. There's only 3 cities that really grew substantially through COVID. This was in USA Today. It was Atlanta, Georgia, Durham, North Carolina, and Austin, Texas.
Shout out to all the Dermites out there, man.
Dermites, baby. You're not from North Carolina.
I went to Central, man. Eagle Pride.
You went to Central?
Yeah, I'm a dropout, though.
What?
But I went to Central, though.
Yeah, I went to Fayetteville State, and I would always go to Central. The homecoming was lit.
Oh, man.
Between that and A&T.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Everybody went to A&T's
Everybody
homecoming.
Went to A&T's homecoming, but Eagle Pride over here, man.
Okay, well,
Pride. But shout out to the Aggies, too.
Shout out to them too,
but shout out to all my Eagles.
Yeah. So when you think about it, you know, you have a lot of tech going to Durham.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of major major companies
RTP
going to
huge.
Austin.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, we got Microsoft here. Google has a hub here.
Yep.
All these major companies are coming here. So, of course, and these people are engineers. They're making $500,000 to create net.
Well, not even just from that, too. Even from entertainment. Look at Tyler Perry Studios.
Oh, yeah,
Studios,
entertainment. Right? Tyler Perry told y'all to come, and y'all didn't stop.
And now everybody's
Thank
coming
Thank you, Tyler Perry. I appreciate you.
Everybody's coming here to film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Because everywhere else was shut down. So now that helped boost the economy here, too. And also the home prices.
And the prices are up.
Yeah.
And so when we're looking at 18% plus increases in a one-year span, and this happened in all 3 of these cities, and so when everyone's like, is the market going to crash? Think about this. In 2006, 2007, 2008, we had over 6 months of inventory. So when the market crashed, we had so much inventory sitting on the market.
Absolutely.
And so it was easy for people to come.
And that's what I don't think people realize, right?
Yeah.
And people don't, you know, and this is one thing that we try to do on, you know, my platform, EYL's platform, is really talk about, look at the charts, right? Learn how to read the charts, learn how to do your research, do your due diligence. And if you look at the reasons why the market crashed, first of all, because of the subprime crisis. But then if you look, when the home started depreciating, it was because look at all the inventory that was out there, right? People who have five, six, seven homes because they put no money out of pocket, this, that, and the third, they didn't give a damn about those homes.
Yeah.
So sell them. Short sell them.
Who cares? They were short selling them.
Foreclose them. It doesn't matter. So like you said, you had 8, 9, 10 months of inventory. Of course there's going to be a decline in prices at that point because, you know what, so many homes here, I don't need to pay what you're asking for. I'll give you $30,000, $40,000
less. Exactly.
Right? Now, fast forward, we have, what you said, 1.2 months nationally?
1.2 months. And that's on average nationally.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. And then now you have multiple offers and you have homes, I mean, selling prior to them even hitting the MLS.
Yes.
You know, and couple all of that, what we just said, with historic low interest rates. I mean, interest rates, I mean, shit, I got myself a 2.25 on a 30-year fix.
You see what I mean?
Right? Like, so when you have almost free money, no inventory, skyrocketing prices.
Exactly.
So what makes you guys think this market is going to crash? I really don't understand it.
None of us understands
it. Yeah, I don't get what people are talking about. There's going to be a market crash when all the data points to that it's not. Even if you look at all the people who are in forbearance.
Exactly.
Right? Those folks, now, there will be casualties of war.
There will be
when
some.
It comes to that. But think about what the government just came out and said. Look, we're going to still push these people back. Right. If they need forbearance for an extra year, we're going to give it to them. And then they're telling the banks, you must work with these folks.
Yes.
Who's coming off forbearance. And even if you got to extend their mortgages out to 40 years on their terms and give them dirt low rates, do it so people can stay in their homes.
Exactly. Because they don't want this to happen again. I don't think people quite realize how I remember how terrible it was because, you know,
it was awful.
I moved to Atlanta by myself from North Carolina. 2006, right? And so when the market crashed, I don't think people quite recognized how terrible it was and what really happened to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, minimum wage now is up to $15.
Yeah.
Back then it was like $10.
If you
got places paying you $7 an hour.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And that's because they didn't have to pay anything and they couldn't because the economy was shot.
Yeah.
And so it was just a really terrible time for so many people. The domino effect of a housing crisis is not something anyone should wish for. Because while you're wishing for a housing crisis, what may end up happening is you may end up losing your whole job and you can't even take advantage of it if it were to happen.
Absolutely.
Because corporations, they immediately start cutting back. They're cutting back now.
Absolutely.
And we're in a good time. They're cutting back now because of technology. Mm-hmm. And then when people were working from home, they started to realize,
I don't need all these brick and mortars.
I don't need them. So I can say commercial is suffering a little bit.
And I said that from the beginning. I said residential real estate will not crash. I said, if anything, it's going to be commercial real estate because employers are going to say, how can I save money, right? My people are more productive, more efficient at home. Mm-hmm. They don't have to commute. They ain't got to worry about babysitters no more.
Yeah.
They can have their own home office and they can work and we can have meetings on Zoom. So now what's going to happen? We don't need to renew our lease. Mm-mm. For what? Why are we going to pay $50,000, $100K for this big building when we can figure out a way to get out of this?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think commercial real estate is going to go through some pain in the next couple of years.
It started already.
Yeah, and it has started already. Mm-hmm. But residential, nah, no. That's not going to happen.
No.
Now, for those folks who are waiting for some sort of market crash, let's look at some quick numbers. Let's just say you're buying a house today at $500,000, rate around 3%. You're going to look at right around probably like an $1,800 mortgage payment.
Right.
If the market was to crash, let's just say it crashes 30% like the Great Depression, because that's the worst housing crash on market, which is around 30% crash, right? Or 30% decline. That means that $500,000 home will go to $350,000.
Yep.
Now, if that happens, guys, I tell you all the time, interest rates are going to probably double up. Easy. Probably overnight.
Of course.
If that happens, right? So your 3% will now go to 6%.
Mm-hmm.
The payment difference is $8 higher for the cheaper house at 350 with the higher interest rate. And if you look at over the life of the loan, over 30 years, it's about $160,000 more expensive, more expensive with interest because of your higher interest rate. Even though you're buying a cheaper house,
yeah,
you're still paying more.
Because of the interest rates.
Because of the interest rates are higher. So why the hell are you waiting for some crash that may or may not happen to get into the market, right? Because it doesn't really benefit you at the end of the day. You're not saving money at the end of the day. And that's why I try to tell people all the time is stop waiting for something that no one has a crystal ball and no one can predict when it's going to happen. You just need to get the hell in the game and do your best to get in there right now.
Just get in the game when you can. This is the biggest thing I'm looking at. I'm looking at appreciation values. I'm out here, you know, as the owner of a real estate firm, I'm seeing contracts from my agents. I see what's happening. People are paying so much more for the houses now. I had a couple of clients. When COVID first happened, I might have had 25 buyer clients.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them wanted to keep going. Half of them didn't. The ones that wanted to move forward, they got equity. They happy. The ones that wanted to wait until they thought COVID was over, which we all know, this is here forever.
It's never going away.
We're
going
to live with it,
this
right?
This is like the flu.
But exactly. So now they're like, okay, I'm ready to buy a house. But their pre-approval hasn't changed because while housing prices are increasing 18%, 16%, they getting 0.5% raises at their jobs every year. How can you keep up?
Yeah.
You can't. The average person that's working the typical job, getting the 0.5% increase, 50%, 50 cent increase, a dollar increase per year, think about it. You can't keep up. So now you're qualified for the same amount of home. But the home now is much less, less in square footage, less desirable location, because you waited too long. So what you could have gotten last year at $350,000 is now this year $450,000 plus multiple offers. So you're really paying $475,000.
Probably $500,000 in this
market. You know, exactly,
in
this market. Because we have 20 offers and it's not, let me tell you, it's so normal. I couldn't even open my mouth to tell someone, you know, you got to pay the difference between appraisal price.
That wasn't a conversation.
I was like, that special stipulation was not even in my database.
Yeah, no, that was now, we're gonna lower that contract
price
to the appraised value.
Let me tell you, now not only is it a part of my conversation, if you look into our FMLS, which is, you know, MLS is the multiple listing service, you use that to list professionally list property.
Mm-hmm.
Agents are putting it inside the description. Prepare to send proof of funds for the amount of money you're going to pay above appraisal price.
Mm.
It's so normal now that again, it depends on the location. It depends on the property. So let's talk about retail buyers looking for A-plus rated school districts. It's multiple offers.
Yeah.
And they're telling you to pay the difference between appraisal price or go ahead, or forget it.
Kick rocks.
I just did it.
Basically,
did it for my sellers. Mm. I just did it. Home came in below appraisal price, and
how much below?
It was actually $15,000.
Okay, so that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's not bad. That's like $5 a month.
And we was like, all right, what you gonna do? Because we'll put this back on the market.
Yeah,
we either want our money, or we can terminate. It's up to you.
Yeah.
And it was like, are we gonna move forward? Thank you, $15,000 extra in my client's pocket.
Look, I'm not a fan, and I'm on record. I say this all the time. I am not a fan of paying a. Anything above what the home is valued at.
But?
She going to sip her wine on this one. I am not a fan of that shit.
But what?
But.
What you going to do?
What you going to do at the end of the day?
If
you are an emotional home buyer and you love this house, this A-rated school district, guess what? You are going to pay above asking if you going that retail route.
Because I'm not trying to be funny, but there are places that don't have multiple offers. I got a listing right now in a location that we don't got multiple offers, but y'all don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want the school district. You know what I mean? Because you're coming from a retail standpoint. So you're bringing your family over here. You're like, I'm not sure if I want to be in an area that's so in the middle of gentrification that I may have to be worried about my copper getting stolen. Let's be real. Now, from an investor standpoint, that's different. I think that a lot of times we forget We're talking to retail people.
Yeah.
A person that has never purchased a house. You're looking for that white picket fence. You're looking for the American dream for you and your family. And sometimes that American dream just doesn't look like an area that's transitioning.
Absolutely.
It looks like A-rated school districts. It looks like established neighborhoods. And that looks like paying above appraisal price. I hate to say it, but I said what I said. And I'm not taking it back. I'm not taking it back because it's true.
You know they're going to be in the comments on that one. They're going to be in the comments getting at you.
You can be in there because the appraisals are subjective. I've gotten two appraisals on one property, both of them $30,000 in difference in value.
Yeah,
appraisals are subjective. So what you want to do is look at the data. I'm not just telling people to do this stuff blindly. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the appreciation values of the zip code. We're looking at the previous sold properties, the values, what has happened. Then, you know, I'm leading them to the water. Or you can just not buy a house.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll tell you like this, right? And people always tell me, like, oh, these people are overpaying, blah, blah, blah. And I tell people, when those deals sell, right, and they're recorded, the recording doesn't say, well, it appraised at this.
Exactly.
It says the sales price was this and the close price was recorded at this, right? Mm-hmm. So if they paid $15,000 extra out of their pocket, guess what? That's now a new comp.
It's the new price of the neighborhood.
It's the new comp. So what's going to continue to happen during 2021 these comps are now going to be record-breaking all throughout the country, mm-hmm. right? That just because it came in $50,000, like $60,000, like $20,000, like if someone still came out of their bank account and gave that appraisal gap difference and brought that money to closing, guess what? Those are fresh comps. And now what's going to happen? The new people who are going to list their house in the fourth quarter, they're going to have now this data.
Yeah.
Because now when the appraiser goes out there, and he goes to appraise the house. Well, he's going to look back 6 months of previous sales.
And he's going to see.
So anything that's sold within the first half of 2021 is the new comps for the people who are going to sell.
Can I just say this?
And
it's up and it's stuck, baby.
It's up and it's stuck.
And I just need people to know that. I'm telling
yo,
you.
Yo, the comments going to be at you with that
it
one.
Is what it is. It's up and it's stuck. I had a client. Yo, I love him to death. We done wrote so many offers, my fingers hurt. And they was obsessed with one house. I couldn't believe they lost the offer. We offered $50,000 above asking. So we went back to see the house sold for $100,000 above asking price. Yes, real information.
$100,000 above.
$100,000 sold to a cash buyer, too, in the $700,000 price range. So I want y'all to really keep in mind what's really happening out here. So now that's the new comp for the area.
Yes.
That's the new comp for what's going on. So, you know, the prices are up and they stuck. And if you want to buy in a retail market, put your retail hat on. Now, we're going to talk about investors one day. But if you're an investor and you're buying in a transitioning area, gentrifying, maybe that doesn't apply to you. But you're buying this house for your family and you may want to bring your family to an area that you're comfortable. And in that specific area, it's an A-plus rated school district. Well, keep in mind in that area, you're going to be paying the difference between appraisal price or you will lose offers. These sellers don't care about your letters.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's, at this point, they're talking about it's going to be like a fair housing violation to write these letters or something like that. Like, I'm going to say I represent buyers and sellers. When I'm representing sellers, they like, Kiana, show me the money. I would show a text message right now from one of my sellers.
Man.
Yo, so be prepared. The market to me is up, is stuck. You know, there is no data to support that we're going to crash. The only data that supports is that we're going to slow down with the demand by the end of the year.
There will be a correction. But there will be a correction.
By the time it happens, it's going to be late.
But see, look, I think there's going to be a correction in 2023, mm-hmm. right? 2023, maybe third quarter, somewhere around there. There's going to be some sort of correction. I don't think it's going to be a crash. I think prices will level off. I think over the next 2 years, there's so many permits for construction that's happening right now.
Right.
Even with the cost of lumber up
250%
year over year, people still going to build. You know, people have to build.
I agree. But let's be mindful. The correction to me, what's going to happen is the builders that actually slowed down with building because they of COVID and they slowed down with all these things, they're going to get pick up and start
100%.
Building. 100%. So when they start building more and they pick up, we're going to have more inventory, which means we're going to slow down on multiple offer situations.
Yeah.
But you're not going to tell me a house that sold for $800,000 this year is going to sell for $400,000
in
2 years. It's not happening.
No, that's not going to happen.
That correction ain't going to happen. The new price, the price is the price.
Yeah, it's up and it's stuck, like you said, because of what's happening in 2021 right now.
Right.
It's unprecedented. right? Now, these comps are solid.
Right.
They're going to be there, so that's going to be the true value. So even if there is a correction, and I think there'll probably be a 10% correction,
yeah.
Me personally, right? 5 to 10% depending on the market.
I like that.
Where you are, right? Even an example, 800,000, that's only 80K.
Exactly.
You know,
so it might go back down to like 750, but y'all are hoping for what they really want
is a crash.
They won't what happened. It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. 2008, 2009.
It's over. Get over
the government
it.
Put
Get past
so
it.
Many so much protection out there.
Because they don't want it to happen again.
No.
Because it was terrible. It was terrible for everybody involved. It's not going to happen again. So my suggestion is, you know, I want to make sure we are very clear.
I'm Talk sorry. To them. Talk to them.
The market is not going to crash.
Oh, man.
The prices are up. You need to save your money and prepare yourselves to purchase a home in this economy. If you are a retail buyer, be prepared to pay a little above asking price. And if that's not what you want to do, maybe you don't want to buy a house right now. And that's okay. That's okay.
Damn, they ain't going like that
shit. But it ain't going to happen unless you do so. I saw an article the other day. On average, every single house is being sold 101% above value. Let that simmer in your spirit.
101% above value.
Yeah. So that means every house is being sold at least 1% above value. That means every house is being sold above value. Yes.
In the retail market.
In the retail market. So let that sizzle in your spirit while you save your money, you work on your capital, and you work on your strategic plan so you can buy your retail house so you and your family can live in this A-plus rated school district. And that's it.
Look, it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
It
ain't what it ain't. At the end of the day, no one has a crystal ball. No one can predict what's going to happen.
No.
We're just giving you our opinions and what we think is going to happen based off the data.
Yeah.
You know, not emotion, because we're not talking no emotions here. Mm-hmm. This is just straight data. And the data points to all signs that, you know, with low rates, with everything that's happening, with lumber up 250% year over year, that shit is still skyrocketing right now.
And let me just say this.
Keep it real.
Y'all always coming at me. It don't really matter to me if the price go up. I am an amazing agent. My phone stay ringing. So if the price was to go down, I'm just going to sell more units to more people.
Mm.
It don't benefit me at all to tell y'all that it's not going to happen. Because if the price went down,
Very true.
I would actually be able to have a larger market share of people. Because as the price increases, you know, I kind of feel like the first-time buyer is getting more and more extinct.
Yeah.
Because it's just
low
not benefiting
Low down payments
you
and stuff
so
like
it doesn't,
that. So yeah.
As an agent, whether I sell 10 houses at $300,000 or 4 houses at $800,000, at the end of the month, my bottom line is my bottom line. So it's not that we really want to see that happen. It's just the facts.
Yeah.
You know? Think about it.
Look, and it is facts, man. The first-time home buyer is definitely getting boxed out right now.
Yeah.
Let me not just say first-time home buyer. The home buyer with minimum down payment.
True. Minimum down payment.
You can be on your third home. If you're trying to put 3%, 5%, shit, in some cases 10% right now.
It's tough
in certain markets and certain areas when you have so many people who have capital right now.
Yes.
You know, you got the PPP guys out there.
It's the PPP. PPP is winning.
You got the PPP guys out there winning. You know what I'm saying? You got the crypto guys out here winning.
Yeah.
The option guys out here
winning. The stock guys. $5 on one of them coins, you wake up a millionaire. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I mean, hell, it's been happening. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's a lot of money out here in the marketplace. Place where people are throwing down, you know, big money on their deposits to get these homes.
I agree.
You know, it's unfortunate because I'm a huge fan of OPM, which is other people's money. So I love putting minimum down payments on deals because, why use my capital when I can use the banks?
You don't have to.
But in this situation, unfortunately, it's becoming extremely difficult for those low down payment buyers, which sucks. Just to be honest with you, but, you know, it is what it is. It's just the market that we're in.
All we can do is educate our people so that way they're making informed decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as agents, we talk about it a lot. Like, y'all, they bounce from agent to agent hoping for a miracle.
Yeah.
Still lost. You lose 5 offers with one agent, lose 5 offers with the other agent.
Yeah.
By the time they get to the third agent, they recognize, I got to spend some money.
Yeah.
You win an offer, because you're spending money.
Yeah.
And it's just what it is. So, you know, I hope that if you don't take anything away from this episode, take away from the fact that you got to boss up. You got to save your money. You got to be ready. Get your credit scores up. Get your savings up. And if you want to own something in this climate, in the retail market climate, you know, come ready.
come ready. Come prepared, come ready. But don't wait, don't hesitate. Go out there and execute. Don't be discouraged. Don't wait for a market crash. Stop Googling it, right? Because, like, seriously, stop Googling it. Stop watching YouTube videos about it. You know, stop it. Because ultimately, you can only control what you can control.
Yes.
And what you can control is your credit. What you can control is how your savings pattern and how disciplined you are with saving.
Mm-hmm.
You can control those things, but you can't control the market prices and those things, right?
None of
us only
can.
Thing you can control is what you do. So the word, the encouragement that I want to put behind this episode is just go out there and do it, man. Go out there and execute.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter what our opinions are, you know, make sure you're doing what's right for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And do your due diligence, do your research. And I'm not paying over no appraise value, me personally. Not just me personally.
Master, it ain't happening
it
for
ain't,
me.
It ain't happening. It ain't happening for me, MG.
But it's happening consistently but it's across happening, the world. If you're telling me on average across the United States that homes are being sold 101%, that means that some of these houses, I just saw a house sold 111% above value.
Man.
So we got to just follow the data.
Follow the data,
and then make your decision from there. But don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger, but it is what it is, man. Lumber's going to continue to increase.
Yeah.
There's not going to be no slowdown on that.
Mm-hmm.
Home prices are going to continue to increase for at least the next 2 years. It's going to be a seller's market, I think, for the next 2 years.
I agree.
The people who are coming out of these forbearance plans, all of them are not going to lose their homes.
Nope.
Some
of them got the money.
Some of them got
the money. Please be surprised.
Oh, look,
of them saving the money, flipping the money. Keep in mind, they got places like EYL telling them where to put their coin, where to invest in stocks. Some of them just waiting. It's like, oh, okay, it's time to pay 6 months. Here you go. Flipped it.
At the networking event, I probably spoke to at least 4 people at the networking event that said they've been in forbearance for over a year. They got another 3-4 months, and they've saved $60,000-$70,000, and they invested it into the market, and now they got gains, and now they're buying investment properties in their LLC names.
You see what I'm
saying?
With
the money that they was paying with their mortgage. So people came with it with a strategy.
Exactly.
So a lot of the people out here who took advantage of forbearance didn't really need the help. They just saw an opportunity, and they took advantage of that opportunity.
And be clear.
Yeah.
And when it's time for them to pony it up, they're going to pony it up, keep their houses, and keep going.
Yeah, because the government is going to make the banks basically put it on the back end of the loan.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't wait for something that may not ever happen, guys. Go out there and execute and buy real estate.
I agree.
You got any final words on this topic?
My final words are execute. Do your research. Do your due diligence. As a retail buyer, shift your mindset. You know, please shift your mindset, especially when working with your real estate agent, working with your realtor. Like, be mindful. Are you in a transitioning area or am I in an established area? Two completely different strategies. Figure out what's best for you and your family. Save your coins.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your credit score. And take advantage of these low interest rates while they're here before they go back up. Because once they do go up, and you got to keep in mind the price of homes, the cost to build homes is going up. Everything is up. It's just up and it's stuck. Take that. Take what I said. It's up and it's stuck. Take that away. That's all I got to say.
Look, we may have to make that the name of this episode. Is the market going to crash?
No.
It's up and it's stuck. That might have to be the episode. So look, one episode down, many more to go. How you feel about this so far?
I feel real good about this episode.
Yeah, it's up and it's stuck.
It's rants and gems.
This is rants and gems, babies. This is what we're doing here, man. So look, this is going to be out there on all audio platforms. You know, make sure you guys go to these audio platforms. Make sure you like it, subscribe, you know, leave a comment. Do all that good stuff. Share with the community because, again, we need to make the Rants and Gems show the number one show in the business real estate world on iTunes and all that good stuff.
Yes, I agree.
We're coming for that number
one
spot. We're coming for the number one spot, but first things first, we're going to be the number one real estate show. And then we're going to start there, and then we're going to go for the number one. Yeah, we're going to work our way up. But we got big goals over here at the Rants and Gems show.
Yes,
right,
we
Kiana?
Do. Major goals.
Major goals. All right, so that's it, man. I'm done. It's up and it's stuck, like Kiana said. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700.
My name is Kiana Watson, number 517576. Appreciate you guys for tuning in.
All right, guys. So we're going to see y'all at the next episode. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.